Welcome back to our Guitar Noise Podcast, Sun Strumming. My name is David Hodge. I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise. It's www.guitarnoise.com. And we're glad you're here. We'll have a seat and we'll get going. Got a couple of things I wanted to cover today, and again, some of this is more in preparation for things that are going to be coming up, that is, coming up in future podcasts. Part of what we're trying to do here is get you comfortable with the idea of strumming so that you don't have to worry about falling into the, oh my God, what's the strumming pattern? I can't play this song without a strumming pattern, because nothing is further than the truth. And hopefully, with some of what we're doing today, it will get you all set to be a little bit more comfortable with that idea. Okay? So, to start out, let's revisit a little bit of what we talked last time. Last time we talked about, among other things, different note values. We talked about quarter notes, eighth notes, sixteenth notes, and triplets. And one thing I'd like to do right now is to look at the sixteenth notes a little bit. When we're talking about strumming in general, okay, remember we are thinking about keeping our hand in constant motion, going up and down, this old sock puppet routine, if you will. And remember, when we're strumming up and down, if we're doing it in quarter notes, and going straight down in quarter notes, one, two, three, four, what's happening is that motion, the up and down motion, is making our hand move in eighth notes. Since 16th notes are half the time of an eighth note, that means that we want our hand to be able to go up and down in eighth notes time. So we're going to count down eighth notes. One and two and three and four and. And I'm using a G chord here in case you're interested in that. So one and two and three and four and. Okay. To make that into 16th notes, we need to hit the ups. One, and, two, and, three, and, four, and. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to use the 16th notes, a pair of 16th notes in the last half of the fourth beat, in order to create a kind of stress or an emphasis on the chord. So the object is going to be, and I'm going to do this relatively slowly, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four, and one. You can hear on that last half of the fourth beat, the and part of the four, we're doing a quick down and up. Again, if you're thinking in terms of this, your hand is constantly going up and down. You may not hear me going up and down, obviously, you know, because I'm not hitting the strings. So one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one. Now, besides being a very cool way to stress a note, especially if you're going at a little bit more of a speed, one, two, three, four, one, it also can, depending upon the chord changes that you're using in a progression, allow you to use that kind of quick up and down 16th note motion while not even having your hand on the fretboard in order to change chords. So, going to, again, do this slowly. It's not going to sound quite as impressive slowly as it will quicker. We'll do that in a second. I'm going to go from G, one, two, three, four, and I'm picking off my hand to go to D. Two, three, four, then I'm picking off my hand again. Go to A minor, two, three, four, to C. So we're going to go from G to D to A minor to C using this strumming pattern that we've been experimenting with so far. So here we go. One, and two, and three, and four, and. Probably that time, the second time that I did it, was slightly different than the first. And what I did there is I actually kept the chord for the first 16th note and abandoned it for the second. So, for instance, on the G to the D, it was 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and then when I came up, I took my hand off and down again for the chord change. So, now that creates, again, a very interesting kind of tension that's resolved by getting to the chord in question. In this particular key, you can do this, and it sounds very, very nice. And in a lot of guitar playing, when you're using open position chords, G, C, D, A minor, occasionally E, depending upon how careful you are about hitting just the higher end of the strings, you can make this sound really, really cool. So let's try that again. We're going to go from G to D, to A minor, to C, and then back to G. We'll do it two times. First time through, we'll take our fingers off for both 16th notes. Second time through, we'll take them off just for the second of this pair of 16th notes. I hope that makes sense. 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 2, and 3, and 4, both off. Let's go back to our old down, down, up, up, down pattern. Okay, 1, 2, and 3, and 4. All right? As we've mentioned in a couple of our past podcasts, it's a fairly generic pattern, and you can play tons of songs using that pattern. This time, what we're going to do is we're going to start out with that pattern, and then we're going to tack on our 2/16th notes in the last half of the fourth beat. Now, this is your own choice. You can decide to remove your fingers from the fretboard for both of the 16th notes or keep them on for the first 16th note and take them off for the second. It's totally up to you. Okay? So here we go. G to D to A minor to C. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Time, let's do the same thing again, only using a root note for our first beat. So you just hit the G note, third fret of the low E string for the G, open D string for the D, open A string for the A minor, and C at the third fret of the A string for the C, obviously. So one thing that you're going to find on this is that you're going to be going from the strumming the chords very quickly up and down and then going to hit just an individual string. So please take your time. Be careful. We're going to slow it way down for this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Now, you may have heard that it was not as clean as I would like it to be, and that's actually part of what we're going to be talking about a little bit later on in the podcast. As you pick up speed, you're going to find that you may not nail the notes as cleanly as you would like. Sometimes that's not going to matter, because again, if this is a backup for somebody singing, you singing or something like that, it doesn't necessarily have to be totally clean, as long as you've got the impression that it's going to sound a little bit better. So one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and three. Sometimes instead of getting just the root note, I may have gotten a couple of strings instead. Let's talk about that, okay? Of course, talking about that means going back to the whole concept of strumming patterns to begin with. What exactly is a strumming pattern? Strumming pattern is what we perceive to be the way that the song is played. Perceived is probably the wrong way, because we have an ideal, the ideal being the recorded version of what we've heard. The recorded version of any particular song is, of course, what was played at the studio at the time when they did it, or what was recorded and then pressed out of the many times that was played in the studio. Any one song could be played a variety of different ways. Even by the same guitarist who's doing it in the studio, take after take. One of the things that we want to get used to is the idea that strumming patterns are a basis, a place to start from. And as we're strumming, we may miss here and there. That's going to happen. We're not robots. And one of the things that's very, very important that we're going to stress the last third of this lesson on is getting more of a natural feel and less of a robotic feel. When we're sitting here and we're really tensed up because we want to make sure we get the one and two and three and four and... It even sounds robotic. And if you were going to play that over and over and over again, exactly the same, you'd freak yourself out. You'd sound like a sampling machine. There's no reason for you to sound that way. It's a lot better to sound organic. Now, part of the way that we're going to try to get used to the idea of sounding organic is to take a chord and to work out kind of a vague pattern. And this is going to involve an exercise that we're going to do right now. Starting again with a G chord, we're going to count in quarter notes, which means that we'll be strumming up and down in eighth notes. So one, and two, and three, and four, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and. Now, using the same motion, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to get used to getting a feel four areas of the guitar. And what I mean by that is that you're going to go down, you're going to hit the root note. That's the one thing you want to definitely nail on one. Okay? On our and, we're going to come up again. But just grab a couple things, shoot high. Try to get maybe the top two strings or top one. Okay? If you end up getting the B string and the G string, that'll be perfectly fine as well. Now, for the next part, our two going down, we want to land in the middle. Maybe the D string. Maybe the lower middle, getting the A string. One of those. And then for our up on the two beat, we're going to catch, again, a middle string, either the B or the G. If you get two strings instead of one, no big deal, okay? Don't concentrate on sounding exactly what I'm doing. Rather, concentrate on getting the feel for low, high, middle, middle. We're going to go down, up, low, root, actually, high, middle, middle. Low, middle, high, middle. Okay? Root, high, low, middle. Root, high, low, middle. Low meaning low, middle. Root, high, low, middle. Let's try that again. One and two. Doing with this so far. Now, two things that you should be noting. First off, sounds pretty cool. Second, is that if you don't get the exact strings that you're looking for, it's still going to sound fine. I'm going to deliberately maim this, okay? Root, I'm going to make sure I get the root though. Root, oops, that was middle instead of high. That was middle again, and it's high. Sounds perfectly fine, doesn't it? Especially if you're going at tempo. Now, I'm going to go back to root, high, middle, middle. Now, one thing that you should be noticing immediately is that this sounds a lot more natural than going one and two. The purpose of this exercise, again, is to get you used to just keeping the motion, going up and down with your strumming, not worrying about the full chord, but rather getting what we know as partial chords. This, a lot of folk guitarists, a lot of electric guitarists have to get really, really good at hitting partial chords, because you get all the whole thing, it's just going to ring over and over again. Be the effect that you're wanting to go for, but more often than not, it's overkill. So you can start. All right. Now, another sinister purpose of this exercise is that eventually, you're starting out right now just trying to get an idea of area, root, high, middle, low middle, higher middle. You will be able to, with time, and this isn't going to be something that happens overnight, so don't write me and tell me it didn't happen in 3 hours, okay? It won't. But in time, you'll be able to start figuring out and hitting the strings exactly the ones that you want to. So, for instance, without even looking, you can go low E, high E, D, G. Not bad. Low E, B, G, high G. It may seem like magic right now, but working with this exercise will help get you there a lot faster. Okay? Right now, don't worry about specifics. Worry about regional area, regional tonal area. Root, high, low middle, high middle. Okay? Now, moving on to the D chord. The D chord is a root 4 chord. So when we hit the root, we're going to try to hit that D string. Chances are likely you might catch the A string as well. Won't be so bad, but try to just hit the D string. So, root, high, middle, middle. For the A minor, the C. The root is on the A string, root 5. So, root, high, middle, middle, root, high, middle, middle, root, high, middle, middle, root, high. Okay. So, let's try to put it all together, going from G to D to A minor to C. Here we go. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... So far. Okay, let's try that all again. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... Let's talk about something which is going to be kind of hard to demonstrate, but hopefully it'll make sense. I'm going to first play what we just did. I'm going to pay really, really strict attention to the beat, okay? And I'm going to pay really strict attention to my strumming as well. So, 1 and 2. Stunted, doesn't it? So, now I'm going to try to do this again, and I'm going to try to actually not worry about things so much. I'm going to try to be a little bit more getting into the music, a little bit more just worrying more about the feel than anything else. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. Doesn't it? A little more natural. Part of what you want to be able to do when you're practicing these strumming patterns and just strumming in general is get to the point where it becomes so much an automatic pilot that you're not really worried about it being spot on perfect. You might shade a beat a little bit here or there. You might pick up a tempo. You might slow it down. Again, really, really slightly. Not so much so that anybody tapping their foot is going to notice, but enough so that it doesn't sound like you are being, as we said before, robotic or like a sampler. This is part of the natural, organic feel of music, and it's something that most people, especially if you're really gung-ho on just getting down a particular pattern, you can end up losing that whole naturalness. And I really can't stress this enough. When you're playing, you're the one that's playing. You're the one that we want to hear. You don't want to hear me, okay? You're there to hear yourself play. So don't be so worried about a pattern that you end up doing it like a robot. Try, once you get it into your hands and into your head, to be a lot more natural and to just try to make your life a little easier. Okay? Now, let's, to close out, let's try that pattern that we're doing again on and two. Heard that I just added some hammer-ons to that. How about that, huh? For the G, I'm not. For the D, there's hammering on to the high E string. A minor, hammering it on to the first fret of the B string. For the C, I'm using my ring finger to hammer it on to the second fret of the D string. I changed it up there in the last time. Again, that's part of the whole naturalness about it. You shouldn't feel like you have to stay stuck in one place. So this time out, I'm going to hold the chords. I'm just going to go with 1, 2, 3, 4 like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, You're going to hear that with two guitars, one playing simply, one playing a little fancier. Hopefully, you're going to hear we add an awful lot of depth to this, okay? So here we go. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. 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 1 and 2 and 3 4 and. 1 and 2 and 3 and 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 4 and. And how'd you do? Cool. All right. I'd like to thank you again for joining us at the Guitar Noise Podcast, guitarnoise.com. And we'll be seeing you again in 2 weeks. So practice out.